Speaking to congressional committees this week, U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman reported good progress being made in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, negotiations. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Bob McCann says they're happy to hear that.
We're hearing good news from the negotiation front, and we hope that what will come out of these negotiations is a good modern-day 21st century type trade pact that eliminates high tariffs and eliminates non-tariff trade barriers. It's a trade pact that's going to give us a stronger foothold in the growing Asian Pacific Rim markets and would be a great advantage to our beef producers and in the whole beef industry in this country.
McCann says right now there's an issue at ports on the West Coast that's impacting current beef exports.
That's right. There seem to be some labor negotiations going on out there between the longshoremen and the warehouse union and the Pacific Maritime Association that have really caused some significant disruptions to the transportation of goods and really kind of threatening the continuity of our trade with the international markets. And when you've got a perishable type product like beef, it's especially concerning to us that these labor disputes need to be settled as soon as possible and try to kind of resolve these congestion issues with the commerce flow so that we can get our product overseas out to these countries that we're exporting to.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was asked about the dock workers' labor dispute during a town hall meeting at the American Farm Bureau Convention 2 weeks ago, when he said that federal mediators were working with both sides. However, Vilsack sees a much more long-term concern.
So that is a positive development. I think that in other ports and in other situations similar to this has resulted in an agreement that ultimately leads to a speeding up of the process. The other thing I would say, which is not so much to this particular port, but to ports generally, we in this country have got to get serious about infrastructure improvement. We have to invest in these ports. We have to invest in our inland water systems. I will tell you our competitors around the world are investing hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in improving their ports, and they're going to put us at a competitive disadvantage if we wait much longer to make those investments.
Dock workers and port officials on the West Coast reportedly reached a tentative agreement on the labor contract this week, but experts say it may take months for the shipping industry to catch up from delays and freight disruptions caused by the dispute. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.